All right, we're going to call the meeting of the Labor Committee to order, February 24th. A quick roll call, Sean Meskey.
Samantha Beckman.
Kathy Schwantes.
Rob Umgarn.
Ryan Grammons.
Fernando Alvarado.
Vicki Davis.
All right, thank you for your attendance this evening. Our second item on the agenda is public comment. We have no one here at this time to speak to us. Third item is Recreation Department job descriptions. You have it in your packet, and we have that from Ron Bargarn, who's joining us this evening.
Good evening. Thank you for tonight. Basically, this job description is replacing the clerical or the service, leisure service clerk job description. We're going to have a retirement with Becky Sorensen, who's had 30 plus years in the department. So she's going to retire here at the end of April, and looking at her job description, it wasn't updated since 2020, and just evaluating that position over the last 18 months, I can see that we can add some duties to that job description, along with her duties that are there now. A lot of it's going to be more of a recreation assistant, just to help out with our staff with like more special events. So they're there as well. And just overall assistance in the coordinator's positions to help that person out. It will be in line with the other administrative assistants with the pay range at 4. It's currently at a 3. So just looking for approval to update the job description from the leisure service clerk to recreation assistant.
And I just had a quick clarification for why it looks different. Honestly, the job that we wanted it to look more like was closest to recreation coordinator. So the markup version you see is a markup version of the recreation coordinator position. I have her original job description second in the packet. Because honestly, this looked more like what we wanted it to be rather than marking up her old job that was nothing like what we wanted it to be. So that's for comparison. It does look very different, but that again is because it hasn't been updated since 2000. So it's 20 years old.
So again, if you look at the leisure services clerk position, that is the current one. That's the second one. And then the right, the strikeout is the assistant. But we did use the coordinator as a template.
Yeah,
so that is why that stuff is crossed off. Questions about the position? Councilmember Davis.
I just want to note that promoting is spelled wrong.
Oh,
right here.
Yes. Thank you.
It seemed like there was some handling of money in the clerk position. Is there handling of money in this position or not really? Or
it would be. There would be still part of the deposits that come through our registrations with our online. It's just that we've seen so much more of an increase in our online registrations, so more credit card. So we don't get as many mail-in registrations or drop-in registrations. So it's a lot of just dealing with the credit card processing.
Well, definitely in 2000, the attention to detail of the functions was very different. One of them that does, of course, jump out at you is organize and dust the office. Dust the office doesn't appear on many job descriptions. Is somebody going to be able to still dust the office in the new one?
Yes.
I thought that was funny too when I saw
it. Yep. Other questions or comments? I think that's going to move to the director. All right. Councilmember Alvarado.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Is there going to be any necessity to know like Excel or anything like that or any special software? Or
they're going to have to be fluent in any of the Microsoft stuff that we do. We do a lot of Word, Publisher, Excel, so those basic computer skills will be much needed. With the current person at that position, it would be a nice upgrade.
Okay.
So, to be able to know those programs.
Is that mentioned? Did I miss that?
Under the required knowledge, skills, and abilities, that second full sentence, we have the knowledge concerning the use of computers and related software applications. If there'd be anything more specific than Word and Excel, we could include it here. Otherwise, that's usually the base programs that everyone needs to know.
For creating brochures and such.
Yeah.
Publisher is really great.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
And I think those will change.
Yeah.
So the generic, I get it. Cause I mean, you see the previous one had office machines and computer programs. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's still memorialized there.
Okay.
What is your time frame on this?
To have it go to the next council meeting for approval and then get it posted ASAP. Hopefully to have someone in place so there's some lap over with Becky so that the person can understand the ins and outs of her position. So hopefully I have someone hired first part of April, middle of April.
When is Becky done?
April 30th.
So time is a bit of the essence, so let us look at it a little bit closer and additional questions at this time. All right. What is the wishes of this committee? What would you like to do with this job description?
I would make a motion to approve the updated leisure services clerk description to recreation assistant.
Second.
It's moved and seconded silently. Further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, that carries, and we will move that to the next council meeting. Thank you, sir.
No problem. Have a good night, everyone.
Yep, you too.
Thank you.
The next item on our list, actually, Rob, while you're here, just a quick thing. I don't want to let this drop off. We were talking about it when we put all of your department together about doing a review of the jobs and what everybody's doing. Are we at, much point of the spot, is that something coming up in our near future?
Yes, we can, because there might be some additional conversations with all the new facilities that are coming out there.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Something to think about.
Yep. Great, because I don't want that to drop off. That's something we had talked about when we put it together, doing an evaluation, and it's coming up on that time.
Yeah.
And so.
And just, too, that we had one of the coordinators put in their letter. So that person is going to be replaced here in the next month as well.
Perfect. Opportunity.
Yes.
Okay.
So.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good night.
You too.
Mm-hmm.
All right, our next item on the agenda is individual policies. HR Director Beckman.
These are the policies we discussed at the labor meeting on January 27th. So now that you've had a chance to review the three individual policies that applied to our non-union employees, and then the suggested changes so that we could formally discontinue all of those policies, just as a refresher. The one change we would need to make, or a couple changes we need to make to our exempt employees pay policy, is we would need to include in there that the accounting coordinator and police department administrative assistant should receive 2 personal days annually. And then also a reference to employees and their vehicle and phone allowance, just a sentence saying it's way past all those other policies, so keep going.
Well, I'm at the end here where there's colored ones.
Yep.
But I'm not.
A little bit too far.
I see nobody's finding it somewhere. Is it not colored? We've had that issue happen before.
Oh, yeah. Well, is there an exempt employees pay policy wherever that starts?
Oh, boy, I don't think so.
Oh, all right. Well,
that's why I'm like, look, I saw yours, yeah. And I'm like, I don't have anything that looks like yours.
Well, that's frustrating.
Okay.
But, okay. And here's the one I'm talking about, I guess. I have 2 copies of it. Yeah.
We've had it in the past.
Yeah, it's
but,
the same thing that was
right.
From before. So adding that sentence to the exempt employees pay policy, referencing personal days for accounting coordinator and PD admin assist, and then also a sentence referencing the vehicle and phone allowance, depending on what's negotiated upon hire. Then the safety equipment gear one, which I believe is in everyone's packet.
Yeah, that one we do have.
And that one we include the paragraph about the chief's holding allowance. I had removed, preemptively removed the sentence about paying it back on a prorated basis, since we had removed that from the union contracts. So let me know if that's not what you wish to do. And then by removing that one sentence from our sick leave policy about maximum accumulation, currently there is no maximum accumulation amount for those employees. Which also matches what our supervisors have. So that is something I'd recommend we look at changing once we come to our next negotiation round. Because otherwise we have kind of a dichotomy of benefits. If we had no cap on the supervisor's sick leave accumulation, but then did cap the department head's accumulation, we'd need to write our own policy then about how you would become a department head and what would happen to those hours. And it just wouldn't work to change it right now. And it is not something you can change mid-contract for the supervisors. So that would be something that would need to be changed during negotiation. And I did include just that paragraph of the current sick leave banks. I know we talked about that previously.
But what if you're able to have a maximum accrual number,
yep,
by all these contracts that are uniform?
Yep.
You will then be prepared to put those in as the maximum for supervisors and department heads.
Yes, absolutely.
And are they aware of that?
I have not brought that topic up with the supervisors.
Because it's not really a negotiation necessarily for right. that change, but the expectation, I think you've been clear, at yes. least to the council, yes. that we are trying to put uniformity on these things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That if we set an accrual maximum and we're able to put those in contracts,
mm-hmm.
I will assume that the other department heads and supervisors are going to be aware that that will probably be the same.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay.
So that will apply to them as well.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. We're going to do the travel in separate. So the three changes that are there into our, what did we call these? Individual policies. Well, they were our miscellaneous policies
yeah.
we talked about. You've had these for a while now. What are the wishes of the committee with these policies?
I'll make a motion to update the personnel policy as presented and discontinue all individual policies.
There's a motion made and seconded to move those individual policies forward. Further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? All right, those carry, and we will put those on the next council agenda as well. Next one is specifically the travel reimbursement policy. HR Director Beckman.
This one, the police department was updating their specific policy as well because they had run into some issues interpreting the policy. So I kind of wanted to preemptively update our policy as well so we don't run into the same issues. So the proposed changes will be that on your starting travel day, breakfast is only reimbursed if the employee has to depart before their normal time. We did have that come up as a question, so it'd be nice to define it in here. And then also, only dinner, or the last meal of the day, will only be reimbursable if the employee has to return after 7 p.m. And it does go in to say that travel time, meal time cannot extend the day so that you are beyond 7 p.m. and that also you need to use the shortest route possible to get home. So just some clarification to make sure it's as clear as we can be.
You can't pull over at 6:30 and have supper.
Exactly, yes.
You can, but it won't be reimbursed.
Yes, yep. That is true. You certainly can. You just won't be reimbursed for it.
So this is the first reading of this policy, but do you have initial questions? Or if you don't require additional questions or time to ponder, we can do whatever we'd like to do with these. Councilmember Alvarado.
Well, I think this is I think this is a great idea. I think it's got parameters on there. It spells it out. It's clear. It lets them know what the expectation is. I think this is, it clears the fog, gives them direction, and provides them guidelines.
And it's generous. I mean, I've seen policies that if you don't have an overnight stay, you don't get anything.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So.
It does assume that you're driving. Just saying. I'm just thinking of somebody like an Andrew Plowman who could fly.
What's the other option?
Yeah, there's, you can fly.
There we go.
The commuter train and bus is usually not, but you know, we will get that light rail out here someday. But I understand what it is, and I think a lot of organizations are going to this. I can tell you, I know we're my employer, we're doing the very same thing for going to conferences and whatnot.
Yeah. You know, and is there anything in here that states that if the conference is providing meals, that you are not reimbursed if you choose to not eat at the conference?
I've seen something like that somewhere else.
We did.
And it's not in this.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm trying to remember where. But I think it is.
We've addressed that in here. This is specific for travel. That would have been.
In the conferences training section.
Yes. Yep, I remember that. Yeah. Good point.
Yeah, and in it's unfortunate, but when you. This is in response to situations that have come before and questions that have been raised, and so you kind of say, okay, for the clarity for all, you can't come back to Wilmer by way of Rochester just to get a meal. So this just really puts it on paper so that everybody can understand.
Are there any, as you look through it, any additional information that you would be needing? Or any additional questions that you have? Councilor Alvarado.
Thank you. I'm just gonna, I see that they talk about receipts. Are there receipts for the meals then?
I thought we didn't need those.
I know with my company, we got to get receipts for everything.
We're using the rates.
Per diem.
Okay. That's the way to go. I wish we would go that way, but okay.
You'll eventually get there because I like a lot of them are shift into that per diems. I hope that happens for you.
Yeah.
Last conference I went to.
I might not see it in my lifetime.
Yeah. Because if you go on the cheap and order from a street vendor, they tend to not have receipts.
Right.
All right, do you need the extra week? Or it's the wishes of the committee. I will do it either any way you want.
I'll make a motion to move to adopt the travel reimbursement policy as presented.
It's a motion.
Second.
And a second. Any further discussion on this? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No, you vote only one vote. It passes. 1-0. So that will be on the next agenda for the council as well. It brings us to our miscellaneous time. I have a couple issues that don't need to be acted on this evening, but they have come up. I did address one with Rob right away that we were at that review piece. I think it'll be good for Rob to internally review how it's working. I think it'll be incumbent on the council to look at it and how it's functioning because it's been new. And I know our city administrator and HR director are new since we've done that. So maybe what you may not have as much experience of what it was working with before, but we kind of want to know because we were working jointly with the school district, now we're not. I did see a member of the school board and I said, how is it working on your end? And they haven't really evaluated it either. So I'm thinking it's probably getting close to that time. So with the opportunities to do an internal audit, we can probably do how is it working broadly. Another thing has been brought, the assistant city administrator position. It was suggested that we look at that. As you know, that was not forwarded in the budget this year. I can tell you we were in a different position in this conversation before. The fact that we've now secured a full-time city administrator and the one that we wanted, that was being floated out by sort of the, do we need to have the interim with an assistant to sort of do a training, feeling out period. I think we're probably in a different place now, so I'm not going to recommend that we do that now, but I'm thinking that needs to be on your radar screen as we do succession planning, that that's something maybe next year or the year after we really serious consider putting that position. That's just my opinion, but we need to talk about that position.
I'd like to hear from our administrator.
Well, yep, absolutely. I'm just quoting him, but as we had a we talked about those things before. But
yeah, I mean, this isn't anything, you know, new, because I think what I was trying to do was lay the groundwork for the city council so that they don't necessarily have to face as much disruption in the future when people come and go. I mean, the whole succession planning concept is based upon preparing the next person to move up in the organization. And the hope is that they show their worth and value, that they then can be promoted, you know, whether it's from public works, you know, to the assistant public works or to the director, you know, just the assistant engineer to the public works director. I mean, it all should just kind of flow up. And there are times when it doesn't work that way, and you have to have an assistant that maybe is willing to take the lead job, and maybe they don't want it. I mean, I've got many friends who are assistant city administrators, and they're going, no, I've done that. I like being the assistant. And so they're not going to move up. But it, with the discussion of what could be the plan for Wilmer in the future, we had those discussions. We talked about it at finance. We, you know, kind of said, well, we'll look at it further on down the road. And I think this is just basically, as you stated, put it on your radar, you know, think about it. And there may be, you know, someone who's really would like to see this occur, you know, sooner than later, but that's a policy decision,
right?
You know, and those come with dollar tags, and they have ramifications and things of that nature. So at this point, I'm saying you should be conscious of probably the need, because the community's large enough to have the administrative paperwork side being handled by an assistant. So you put it on the table, and I think that's fine.
I want to be even more forceful and ask you, what is your ideal timeline?
The last word.
Ideal timeline.
Timeline.
Thank you.
Well, I think it should last year. I'm just saying.
Oh yeah. Oh, it is totally important.
We all know where we're at.
Well, Brian has been very forthright and very frank about what he thought was best for the city of Wilmer in moving forward. And so I wasn't speaking out of turn. You can put him on the spot and ask him. I'm pretty sure we're looking at, as I suggested, next budget or the future one. You probably, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but beyond 2 years is probably problematic if we don't have that position in place.
I'll be honest with you. I think 2 years is ridiculous. If we look at the budget, we had dollars that were not designated, that miraculously the meeting after we approved the budget, suddenly there was a need for those budget dollars. There's nothing that says that is set in stone and cannot be reversed. So I would be of the position that if we felt that this was something that was important for that succession planning, for all the projects that we have going on, I have no problem looking at that in a more timely fashion. I think 2 years is far too far out.
Well, meet you in the middle, and it's talking about a year, because doing it now, once we have a budget set, and I don't want to push the issue, but I mean, we hired a city administrator for a higher than what we had anticipated. And so to hire an administrator where we're at, to have that experience, to then also throw in assistant administrator might send a different picture. Sending it in next year shows that we are conscientious of a succession plan, I think.
Yeah, I would have wanted it longer than that.
Councilor Romero.
Thank you. Rob mentioned something about a coordinator had left or something. Are there, and I don't know what the price, is there dollars that, do we not hire a coordinator? Do we start saving those dollars to put towards an administrator? Can we, you know, move dollars around to make sure that we're on task to get an assistant administrator? I'm just planting a seed to see if there's, you know, ways to massage something. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's all well within the discussion parameters of you know, at not next week, but, you know, to start thinking about where Park and Rec is. And, you know, Rob took, you know, two jobs worth of time. And I think, like everything, you say, yeah, that was great. I'll do it. I want this job so bad. But, you know, my perspective is that he's doing two people's worth of work. And and then you throw on top of that the local option sales tax or invest in Wilmer projects and how much that position has to deal with those projects. That is probably more of a need, to be quite honest, than maybe, you know, the assistant. Because I can ask other department heads to step up to the plate. Rob doesn't really have the depth in his department to say, I can't be at that meeting. Who's going to be there? Nobody. You know, so if you look at the organization, it's kind of like what I said at the finance. If you look at the organization, there are probably more pressing needs, but there will come a time when you may look back and say, oh, you know, the current city administrator notified us that he'll be gone in 6 months. And boy, we sure'd have been cool if we'd had an assistant, yeah. You know, now to transition. Not life or death.
Right.
You can bring in an interim, but then you kind of get into the cycle again. So I just that was kind of part of the discussion.
Absolutely.
Earlier. And I think the thing to do, I guess, is to, you know, keep in mind as you go through the other decisions that you likely you're going to go through, even with Park and Rec, and say, how does this play out in our budget? What's the cost? Is there a better way of doing it? I think the coordinator, that was a person that had a full-time job and was working a full-time coordinator job, basically two jobs, and it's just not working out for our side of it. So that is probably going to go away. So we'll be, you know, coming up with some proposal.
Yeah,
and some future date.
Yeah, and, you know, I was talking, mentioned the looking at Park and Rec, but truly, as I just look around this table, none of us were here when they had the last organizational study done. And that they didn't do anything with that study. We have now new people with new eyes and looking at it, the organization, is it time for organizational review? And again, I don't know where that normally that process would play itself out, but we probably are in a position where now we've got people that will be here for a bit to maybe reevaluate where we are there. So I wouldn't just single out Park and Rec. I think the whole city could do some good with an organizational review. But
yeah, and I agree. I think when you look at like, let's say, city engineer's office kind of thing. You know, now we have an assistant there, so there's a sense of comfort for succession planning. You look at, you know, all the departments per se. You know, we've got an empty position right now, you know, that was designated for finance. And I'm saying, with my eye on succession planning, it's a different position than what was, I think, was originally proposed. It was just going to be a worker bee. And I'm saying, in order to make finance conform to succession planning, we need to prepare for that. And that's part of Samantha's and my role, is to make those judgment calls to say, yeah, you need somebody who can do accounting. Well, we do too. They will be able to do accounting, but they will also be capable of moving up the ladder. And so as we deal with each one of the, I mean, the police department is probably the most regimented entity we have here, and then the rest are in various levels of succession planning. And so our job is to kind of bolster the weaker ones, which probably needs to be looked at, you know, again, like you said, organizationally.
So that was my only intent, is just to bring it up, to put it on your radar screen, because these are, they're coming quickly down the road. Yep.
With that being on the radar, how quickly should you start putting it into our agendas or putting the words out so that people like the other council members can hear us talking about the need for the assistant administrator and some of that? How do we start planting that seed so it's there come budget time next year?
Well, that's the thing is, I mean, we have to memorialize it in the minutes. Say, we've had the discussion here about succession planning and the possibility of inclusion of an assistant position in the 2021 budget.
Yeah, and I would even add to that.
Yeah.
And I would just say, we've looked at the organization.
Yes,
and
yeah.
Here are the three holes that we have concerns with. One's in this department, one's in this department, and one's here. And then say, how are we going to deal with those? And then let the discussion.
So should we put on, how much time would you say you would need to present something formally with those identifications instead of the informal conversation we just had? Because I'd feel better if that came from you. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, it's not urgent that we do it now, but to give you an adequate time, lead time on it, so we can put it on an agenda in the future. As long as we know what's going to happen, I will trust that you will give us the...
Yeah, I think I'd like to sit down with Samantha and just kind of lay this out and say, okay, do we have enough information?
Perfect.
And then if we do, then we can move forward.
Thank you. Anything further on that issue? Yep.
Well, not really, but somewhat related. As we're going, in my organization, as we're going through performance reviews, a part of that conversation is, should you leave, who would be a good candidate or candidates to take your position? And there are organizations that have a list of top 10 people to fill key roles that are on their hit list. And so I think it's a good practice that as you're doing performance reviews, all levels of the organization, do you have anybody in mind? And when you ask that question at every performance review, it's not a reflection of, shit, I'm going to lose my job. I'm looking for someone to take my place. It's just a course of doing business. And it really does cause you to start thinking. And in conversations, people plant ideas. You know, I'm looking at retiring in 3 years, and I think you'd be great. You should get your master's in, so you're ready to go when I retire. Those conversations start to take place then that otherwise don't. So just a recommendation.
I have one more too, and that is, I don't know how we pursue this, but we need to close the loop with Baker Tilly for the hiring process. I know we've completed it. However, Baker Tilly, it would be nice to have Patty wrap it up and close up the loop, explain the process that she's used, and that it would be nice for her to also make the same recommendation of the decision the council made, and that she's done, and then we get a final billing for her time, because it just feels like that's out there as a loose end. And so I don't know what the process is with that, but I'd like that to be put to bed, and it'd be nice for her to say, we got our person.
Are you talking about coming to a council meeting or just even sending out a report?
Yep, okay. She can just send out a report. I don't think it would be... just my opinion, I don't know if she needs to come to the council meeting.
Right.
She's very nice, and I've enjoyed my conversations with her, but if she has a report that she can send us, that would be very useful.
I have a thing.
Yep, please.
I'm wondering if we can have some kind of a formal meet and greet with you for the community.
Like tuxedo?
No, but just so people can come and meet you.
You're from New Orleans camo.
Yeah.
And I just heard today at the coffee shop, someone said, I have not met him yet.
Yep.
So.
Well, today at the staff meeting, I was saying, I got to go out to the wastewater plant. I got to go out to the street department. I got to get out.
Yeah.
Which is normal.
Yep.
You need to get out and
But something like at the fire hall, didn't we do that?
Absolutely.
So
I think it's a really good idea. I know that I had members from a couple organizations when we were in the middle of looking at candidates that had asked to have meetings with the city administrator, etc. There's no reason why we can't, if you're amenable to it, of course, if we can have a meet and greet and make it broad like that with some of those organizations. I think that's a great idea.
Good idea. And I should probably get into the system and literally, you know, volunteer and say, you need a speaker for your for your event. I'm more than willing to come. Give me what you're interested in hearing about. That's part of getting out in the community.
Right. Rotary would be a great place to start because that really is the movers and the shakers in town.
Sure.
Any further miscellaneous? So I know we put a bunch on there, but we haven't met. We missed last month or last meeting. So, anything else tonight?
I got one thing. I just want to make sure that if anybody in the organization voices a concern, that it is documented, written up, whatever it is, it's documented. I don't care if it's a janitor. I don't care if it's Brian. I don't care who it is. If there's a concern, I want it to be memorialized. I don't want to find out about it secondhand, third hand. I want it coming from you. That's all I've got to say.
Okay. We have a complaint process, don't we?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so, just maybe a reminder that we do have such a thing, and if, they follow the procedure. All right. Anything else for the good of the order? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
It's moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Wouldn't matter if you're not. All right, we are adjourned. Thank you for your attendance this evening.